listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.
Chapter 5, Psychological and Physiological Benefits of Singing. This is what's happening in the brain when we sing. centro.tomatis.es/wp-content-uploads-2014-11-musica-cerebro_2.jpg. As I start the final chapter, I'm reminded of all the times I've experienced a sense of calm, peace, focus, euphoria, happiness, joy, and overall good feelings from music all at once. It has been from singing. Whether it's been singing favorite songs of mine in the car with the speakers blaring as a teenager, to writing and recording original songs, to performing live at various places in the community, to singing silly songs with my son, singing has always been a huge part of my life since the age of 16. Fast forward 19 years and I know music has been the gift bestowed on me. And that singing inevitably plays a major role in my own mental and physical well-being on my own, as it does for those I am singing with and for in a group setting. Think about it. Has singing played a big part in your life during as well? Maybe you sing loud and proud in the shower. Maybe you sing with your friends in celebratory fashion. Maybe you sing to distress after a long day at work. Can you imagine your life without it? With this said, here are some amazing psychological and physiological benefits to singing, detailed in small sections. Singing in a choir. Singing in a choir is beneficial in a number of different ways. For instance, group singing not only helps forge social bonds, it does so extremely quickly, acting as an excellent icebreaker. And that community singing is effective for bonding large groups, making it an ideal behavior to improve our broader social networks. Music making exercises the brain as well as the body, but singing is particularly beneficial for improving breathing, posture, and muscle tension. Listening to and participating in music has been shown to be effective in pain relief too, probably due to the release of neurochemicals such as B-endorphin, a natural painkiller responsible for the high experience after intense exercise. There's also some evidence to suggest that music can play a role in sustaining a healthy immune system by reducing the stress hormone cortisol and boosting the immunoglobulin A antibody. Regular choir members report that learning new songs is cognitively stimulating and helps their memory, and it has been shown that singing can help those suffering from dementia too. The satisfaction of performing together, even without an audience, is likely to be associated with activation of the brain's reward system, including the dopamine pathway, which keeps people coming back for more. Singing has also been shown to improve a sense of happiness and well-being. Research has found, for example, that people feel more positive after actively singing than they do after passively listening to music or after chatting about positive life events. In addition to this, these social connections play a vital role in maintaining our health. Improved mood probably in part comes directly from the release of positive neurochemicals such as B-endorphin, dopamine, and serotonin. greaterguide.berkeley.edu/article/item/science_of_singing. Singing speeds up the social bonding process and can be used as a great icebreaker amongst new relationships. RoyalSociety.org/doi/full/10.1098/RSOS.150221. Boosts your immune system. Singing in a choir for just 1 hour boosts levels of immune proteins in people affected by cancer, reduces stress, and improves mood, which in turn could have a positive impact on overall health. A new study by Tenovus Cancer Care and the Royal College of Music has found. The Gothenburg researchers proved that with singing, we could train our lungs to breathe better. Similarly, a study at Cardiff University in 2012 found that lung cancer patients who sang in a choir had greater expiratory capacity than those who didn't. sciencedaily.com/releases/2016/04/160404221004.htm. Singing delivers a host of physical and emotional benefits, including increased aerobic exercise, improved breathing, posture, mindset, confidence, and self-esteem, says Jeremy Highwell Williams, who leads the Llanelli Choral Society in Wales. While singing alone is good, singing with others can be even better. telegraph.co.uk/news/health/10168914/all-together-now-is-good-for-singing-is-good-for-and-soul.html. According to research conducted at the University of Frankfurt, singing boosts the immune system. The study included testing professional choir members' blood before and after an hour-long rehearsal singing Mozart's Requiem. The researchers noticed that in most cases, the amount of proteins in the immune system that function as antibodies, known as immunoglobulin A, was significantly higher immediately after the rehearsal. The same increases were not observed after the choir members passively listened to music. TakeLessons.com/live/singing/health-benefits-of-singing. Benefits your heart. So it comes as no surprise that scientists have shown that not only does singing in a choir make you feel good, it's got health benefits too. Researchers at the University of Gothenburg, Sweden, found that choristers' heartbeats synchronize when they sing together, bringing about a calming effect that is as beneficial to our health as yoga. The scientists asked a group of teenagers to perform three choral exercises, humming, singing a hymn, and chanting, and monitored their heart rhythms during each. They showed that singing has a dramatic effect on heart rate variability, which is linked to a reduced risk of heart disease. Regulate heart rate. Researchers discovered that members of a choir saw their heart rates beat in unison in relation to the speed of their breathing. Heart rates were directly affected by the melody of the music, and the pulses of those tested rose and fell at the same time when they sang in a group. The study was based on 15 18-year-old participants tested by University of Gothenburg researchers. Reducing the variability of your heart rate has a positive impact on your health. It was also suggested that the ability of choral singing to regulate a nerve responsible for emotions and communication with others strengthens the feeling of cooperation. Singing together brings heartbeats into harmony. The neuroscience of singing shows that when we sing, our neurotransmitters connect in new and different ways. It fires up the right temporal lobe of our brain, releasing endorphins that make us smarter, healthier, happier, and more creative. When we sing with other people, this effect is amplified. Furthermore, it strengthens feelings of togetherness. Research led by psychologist Nick Stewart of Bath University indicates that people who participate in a choir enjoy a greater feeling of togetherness and being part of a collective endeavor than others involved in social activities. The researchers compared three groups of people, one of which was engaged in choral singing, the other solo singing, and the third was made up of members of team sports. A consequence of this is that choir members reported lower levels of autonomy than members of team sports or soloists. But Stewart suggested this may be a price worth paying, especially in a society where we are very often focused on our individual lives rather than broader cooperative goals. Lowers blood pressure. There have been several case studies. medicalnewstoday.com/article/220738.php that have revealed that singing can decrease blood pressure due to its calming, relaxing effect. Patients have been able to calm themselves down and lower blood pressure readings when in the hospital by singing hymns. Reduce stress levels and depression. A number of studies have pointed to the mental health benefits of singing. One study lasting for a year involving participants who had been diagnosed with depression found that some of them no longer met that diagnosis following their involvement with a choir. Other studies have pointed to the impact group singing has on boosting oxytocin levels, which help control stress and anxiety. A study published in Australia in 2008 revealed that on average, choral singers rated their satisfaction with life higher than the public, even when the actual problems faced by those singers were more substantial than those faced by the general public. news.smh.com.au/national/choral-singing-makes-you-happy-survey-20080710-3cyg.html. A 1998 study found that after nursing home residents took part in a singing program for a month, there were significant decreases in both anxiety and depression levels. Another study surveying more than 600 British choral singers found that singing plays a central role in their psychological health. newscastle.edu.au/resources/research-centres/arts-health/choral-singing-and-psychological-wellbeing.pdf. If these above articles aren't enough proof that singing does so much for our mental health, I don't know what does. We are all well aware of the depression anxiety epidemic happening in the USA. Singing is a great way to combat either. improve symptoms of Parkinson's and lung disease. Cardiff University researchers uncovered evidence in 2012 that lung cancer patients engaged in choral singing had greater expiratory capacity than people who did not. Music professor Brenville Hancock established Skylarks, a choir aimed at people with Parkinson's disease. One of the participants in the choir explained how his voice had been strengthened despite receiving a diagnosis of Parkinson's 5 years earlier. Reasons for the improvement have been suggested as deep breathing and the extended use of the vocal cords. Improved feeling of social well-being. Stewart's study found that participants in choral singing reported a higher rate of social well-being on one of the measures than solo singers. However, the rates for choral singers and sports team players were the same, indicating that so long as you're doing something in a group, it will prove equally beneficial for feelings of social well-being. Increased life expectancy. You may at first be a bit surprised to see we're claiming this to be a benefit of choral singing. But a joint study by Harvard and Yale universities published in 2008 did in fact find that this was the result of a group of people participating in a choir in a Connecticut town. And if, after reading all that, you're still not sure or think you're just not good enough, well, that's no excuse. According to a 2005 study, even if the quality of singing produced is mediocre, emotional, social, and cognitive benefits still result, proving that there is really a prize just for taking part. See muse.org/psychological-and-physical-benefits-of-choral-singing. Increases empathy and understanding between cultures. This is essential to achieving world peace. If we are able to empathize and better understand each other, there is no room for hatred or evil acts. Music can help us to feel connected to all of humanity, even across cultural divides. Singing songs that originated from other cultures can give us a new appreciation for those cultures and help us empathize with others. It's a workout. For the elderly, disabled, and injured, singing can be an excellent form of exercise. Even if you're healthy, your lungs will get a workout as you employ proper singing techniques and vocal projections. Other related health benefits of singing include a stronger diaphragm and stimulated overall circulation. The proper technique of singing from the diaphragm can strengthen your abdomen and back muscles. You also exercise your facial muscles in unique ways when you sing, which can make your face look more energetic and lively. Your intercostal muscles, the group of muscles running between the ribs that help form and move the chest wall, will receive quite the workout as well as you sing. Since you pull in a greater amount of oxygen while singing than when doing many other types of exercise, some even believe that singing can increase your aerobic capacity and stamina. TakeLessons.com/live/singing/health/benefits-of-singing. Improves your memory and cognition. This is especially the case for those who have dementia and Alzheimer's because parts of the brain that process music is the last one to be impacted. Those parts are the hippocampus and those parts of the frontal lobe. It's also why music is important to have at these individuals' fingertips, both listening to pre-recorded music and live music. SpinDiddy.com/learning/what-singing-does-to-your-brain. Improves mental alertness. Improved blood circulation and oxygenated bloodstream allow more oxygen to reach the brain. This improves mental alertness, concentration, and memory. The Alzheimer's Society has even established a singing for the brain service to help people with dementia and Alzheimer's maintain their memories. Singing improves your posture. Standing up straight is part of correct technique as you sing, so with time, good posture will become a habit. As your chest cavity expands and your shoulders and back align, you're improving your posture overall. Singing helps with sleep. According to a health article in Daily Mail Online, experts believe singing can help strengthen throat and palate muscles, which helps stop snoring and sleep apnea. TakeLessons.com/live/singing/health-benefits-of-singing. Science supports singing. What has not been understood until recently is that singing in groups triggers the communal release of serotonin and oxytocin, the bonding hormone, as well as release endorphins. Endorphins are hormones associated with feelings of pleasure. Endorphins, which are structurally similar to the drug morphine, are considered natural painkillers because they activate opioid receptors in the brain that help minimize discomfort, says Matthews. They can also help bring about feelings of euphoria and general well-being. Oxytocin. Oxytocin is a hormone secreted by the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland, a pea-sized structure at the base of the brain. It's sometimes known as the cuddle hormone or the love hormone because it is released when people snuggle up or bond socially. When oxytocin enters the bloodstream, it affects the uterus and lactation, but when it is released into certain parts of the brain, it can impact emotional, cognitive, and social behaviors. Brain oxytocin also appears to reduce stress responses, including anxiety. Oxytocin enhances feelings of trust and bonding, which may explain why still more studies have found that singing lessens feelings of depression and loneliness. Ideas.time.com/2013/06/16/singing-changes-your-brain. Singing also triggers the release of the feeling feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine. abc.net.au/classic/features/how-music-works-what-happens-to-your-brain-when-you-sing/10115596. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter, one of those chemicals that is responsible for transmitting signals in in between the nerve cells, neurons of the brain. Its reputation centers around its reputation as the feel-good hormone. It is associated with feelings of euphoria, bliss, motivation, and concentration. If singing is able to release these three unbelievably positive hormones every time you do so, why not do it all the time? Here's a neat brain scan of someone who sings out loud, sings to themselves, and just thinks about singing. research.gate.net/profile/boris_kleber/publication/284/as:39148714253@14703492162064-maps-of-cortical-activity-measured-during-overt-and-imagined-singing-test-from-kleber.png. Upliftconnect.com/neuroscience-of-singing. It's hard to ignore the scientific evidence behind the benefits of singing. It seems clear to me that singing is a bona fide way to achieve inner peace as well as a community, dare I say, world peace.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time. Don't think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.